start a new series today called Rhythm. And rhythm is going to kind of be our analogy for this entire series and kind of a focus of how we can live our life and some of the questions in life that we have when it comes to things just not making sense. And rhythm is one of those things, at least for me, that like I don't understand people that can't keep a beat. I don't know about you, but like, you know, somebody's like trying to clap to a song, Trizell can keep a beat. We've all seen him play drums over there, you know. But like people, like, you know, somebody's listened to a song and they like can't like clap with the beat. You know, I'm not like, yeah, like I'm not slamming on you, Jerry. I just cannot comprehend this. That's just me. And it's kind of funny because the other day, on Monday, I think it was Monday, we were in here and Val brought the kids in and we were down here and, you know, just messing around. And I was working on some stuff down here and the kids were running around, messing around. And Gav's like, Dad, I want to sing, man. You know? And I'm like, all right, sure. You know, nobody's down here. So I fired up the system and threw on some music and happened to record them singing. It's hilarious.
Hang on, Oh, H-I-O. Hang on, Sebastian.
And he's not on beat.
O-H.
There he is.
Oh,
he's like Val and I are in the back going. You know? Of course, they didn't know we were recording. These are the words to him for that part.
O-H-I-O. Hang on to it. So hang on. H-I-O. Hang on to it. Hang on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And then they wanted to sing Happy Day. Because they know it's this one. What a glorious name. The mic for you. Yeah, right there. So they had a lot of fun. But what was funny about it was how, like, you know, Gav's 4 and she's 2. And, yeah, they were eating the mic. I don't know why they weren't louder. But Allie, I think, literally was eating the mic. But it's funny because, like, since they're 4 and 2, they don't really have a lot of rhythm necessarily. And when it just happened to apply perfectly because I honestly didn't record them thinking, like, that this would be great for this until after I recorded them. I'm like, man, that goes so well with what we're going to be talking about here because rhythm, it's the invisible quality that holds everything together. That's really kind of what rhythm is. And just like in some ways how it drives me nuts when people can't stay on rhythm with something, when it comes to like a song and you're listening to it, like when we're playing up here on Sunday mornings and we actually have a band and not a track, you know, if Hannah gets off rhythm or when Josh is playing, if he doesn't get on rhythm, it's totally obvious that they're not on beat with the whole rest of the band and with you guys and everything else. But when he's on beat and when the band is on rhythm, that's when you don't even notice because everything sounds perfect. Everything's right on beat. But as soon as he gets off beat, wow. But when he gets off beat, that's when you notice. You know, and I hate to point you out, but like you're the drummer, so and the drummer's responsible for the rhythm. But But a lot of times we're not even aware of rhythm. We're not even aware of the rhythm that's there. And when it comes to our life, I think a lot of times we don't realize the rhythm that we need to have in our life. and we were created to be in rhythm with God, with ourselves, and with others. All right? That's kind of our main statement for this whole thing. We were created to be in rhythm with God, with ourselves, and with others. Nature has a rhythm to it, all right? Put your hand right here. You've got a rhythm to your body, you know? You've got a pulse. Everybody does. If you don't, there's a nurse upstairs, and we need to take you up there. So that's a problem. But I don't know. Yeah, it's probably too late by then. If you don't have a pulse or something like that, you're out of a Twilight book. But you know, our relationships have rhythm. Relationships that we have with people have rhythm. If we have like drama and stress in a relationship, whether it's a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, whether it's a friendship relationship, if things get out of rhythm there, it's blatantly obvious. You've ever felt like something in your life was just completely off? Like your life was just off some way? Like somebody that you know, or maybe even you can just tell that like the song of life, they're just butchering it like an American Idol audition. You know what I mean? They're just not on beat at all. Not on rhythm at all. And the reason is because we get out of sync with God. When we get out of sync with God, the rhythm we were created to have with God no longer has a place, and then we wonder why the song of our life doesn't sound right. And why the different things that are going on in our life just aren't lining up. It's because we're not on beat with God. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 4, if you guys got your Bibles, you can turn there. It's probably the first page. Verses 1 through 4. It says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness." So God creates, and he realizes something is missing, all right? The song needed something else. The song of that he's creating needed something else. And in Genesis 2, verse 7, he creates man. And says, this is what happened. God, 2:7? Oops, I'm in 1:7. There we go. Okay. "Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person." So God creates man, which gives a little bit more of a rhythm to his creation, because they created man in his own image, right? Creates woman, and girls go ahead and make the joke of like, oh, you know, he practiced with the man and then got it right the second time. So I'll give you that one. There you go. It says, "Adam, he gave names to all the livestock and the birds of the sky and the wild animals, but still there was no helper just right for him. So the Lord God caused a man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man." At last, the man exclaimed. That's verse 23 in my translation. I think that's hilarious. But so God creates man and woman, right? And this was his perfect rhythm of how God wanted the proverbial song of life to go. He created it, everything in perfect rhythm, perfect beat, in three different areas. God and humanity, you know, partnered together, God trusting in man. Man and woman, created to fit perfectly together in every sense. We talked about that for a couple of weeks. You know, man and woman were created to fit together in every way. And then man and himself. They were content and they had everything that they needed. They were completely content. Everything that they needed was there. But then they had to jack it up. Right, they had to mess up the song. The song fell apart in Genesis 3, verse 6. Genesis 3, verse 6 says, "The woman was convinced, and she saw that the tree was beautiful, and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her." So she took some of the fruit and ate it. She gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it too. Dummy. So that's us. That's guys. Now, they had everything that they needed. Everything that they had there was fine. Perfectly fine with everything. It was the right temperature. They had enough food. Everything. But this one sin, this one little temptation, is all it took to screw up the song. The song of life that God created that had perfect rhythm. One thing is all it took. Sin affects the one thing, right? It's bugging me too. But then it begins to affect everything else. It begins to affect everything else. And I think sometimes this is a lie that we tell to ourselves when it comes to the rhythm of life, is that, well, it's just this one little thing. It's this one little thing that I'm doing, and it's good. But we don't see the way that it affects everything else. Look at how that one sin affected every single person sitting in this room right now. Okay. Look at how that one sin affected every single person that's sitting in this room. One little thing. She took a bite of a fruit. And now we're all sitting in here with clothes on. Because they were naked. And there's sin in this world, and there's corruption in this world. They were in a perfect place with a perfect God, with perfect everything. They could talk to God, they could walk with God. But because God can't be in the presence of sin, now there's that distance. That was the reason for Jesus, was to bridge that gap, because God can't see sin. They were perfect. It affected everything else. Lust affects your soul, your thoughts, your heart. It's not just that one little thing. Hate, it's not about the person that you hate. It's about getting bitter and how that feeds into other things. You know, a wrong note in an orchestra throws everything off. One wrong note. Give me sheet music, and I just put one wrong note in one place. For anybody that's played any musical instruments, you know, one wrong note will jack up the entire orchestra. Everybody will be like, what was that, you know? It just completely messes everything up. Our problems start when we lose rhythm with God. Too many times we're looking at our life and going, and we kind of ask the why me question. We ask the why is this happening? Why is that happening? You know, why is my life not making sense? I would say 9 times out of 10, it's because you've lost rhythm with God in some way, shape, or form. Because you threw a wrong note in there. You threw a complete wrong note in there that didn't need to be there in your life, and you weren't following the way God wrote the song to be. We're designed to be in complete rhythm with God, and if you're honest with yourself, you would say that some of you in here, the reason that the song of your life isn't sounding right is not because why is God doing this and this in my life? It's because you're not listening and reading the music and playing the song the way that he intended it to be. But here's the cool thing. In Genesis 3, verses 8 and 9. All right, so Adam and Eve take the fruit and they eat it. And they weren't supposed to. And it says their eyes were open. And, you know, obviously God's a little disappointed, if not mad, okay? Genesis 3, verse 8 says, when the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord God called to the man, where are you? See, the thing is, a lot of times we feel like God's given up on us, and we run and we hide from God because we're ashamed of what we've done. We run and we hide, and we get, you know, we go away and we just pull away from God. And running and hiding could be a million different things. It could be something like, I'm so ashamed of what I've done that I don't even feel worthy to pray. I don't even feel worthy to crack my Bible open this weekend, or even to come to church, because of what I've done. I'm just so ashamed, and I go and hide. Maybe it's literally hiding. Maybe it's just staying away. Maybe it's a mental thing. There's a lot of ways that we do that. And there's a lot of things in our life where we know we've messed up the song, and we believe the lie that Satan tells us that we're not good enough for God anymore. And the cool thing about God is that he always comes looking for us. Whether we're looking for him or not, if you're one of his children, he is always going to come looking for you. He always will come looking for you, whether you're wanting to go after him or not. So our connection point for this week, before we break into our hyperlink time, is very simply this. We were created to be in rhythm with God and to walk in step with him. We're created to be in rhythm with God. And until you get that in your head and that makes sense, that you're created to be in rhythm with God in every aspect of your life, not just on Sunday mornings and Wednesday night when you show up here. Where the song is most important is when you're at home and you're not here. That's when it's going to make the biggest difference in your life. When you're, you know, when you're at home or when you're at school and you're with your friends and those temptations of life come up, and you know that if I go down that path, even though all my friends might be over here, I know that's not the song God wants for me. You were created to be in rhythm with God. And if you're going, God, I'm butchering the song of life, I sound like William Hung on American Idol here, okay? Maybe it's because you're not in rhythm with him. All right? Maybe it's because you're not in rhythm with him. You're not lining up with God. You're not lining up with the song that he has for you.